It's the Naked Scientists, Chris Smith, Sarah Castor-Perry and Dave Ansell, and we're answering your science questions for you. And Ben and Dave have taken the trip to the kitchen. Hello, guys.
Hello. It's quite nice to be back in a kitchen for kitchen science, which makes a change, as most of our experiments recently have been things that Dave has done in the studio, usually trying to embarrass yourself or Helen. And now we're in a kitchen to do something very much kitchen-related. Dave, what are we going to be doing?
Very, very simple experiment. All you need is a balloon.
Dave is now going to blow up a balloon. Now, you could have prepared this in advance, Dave. He's gone bright red, but he's blown it up with one lungful of air. Very well done.
I have a big chest.
Now, obviously, we'll have to tie the balloon off, and then we'll have a balloon ready. So, in the kitchen with a balloon, what's next?
OK, so we'll start off with a little bit of a control experiment. We're going to turn on the tap, so you just get a sort of narrow stream of water running down.
So we'll turn on the kitchen tap. Now, oh, actually, it's on very slowly, so this wouldn't be enough to fill up a bowl. This isn't on full flow. This is a very gentle... It's just breaking up into drips at the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Just for a control experiment, I just move the balloon near it. Nothing happens at all.
Nope, nothing's happening.
OK, then just get the balloon and rub it on some hair. You may find your head hair works well. I, for some reason, find mine doesn't work at all. But my leg hair works beautifully, so I'll just use my leg hair here for a moment.
Right, well, as it's still not quite warm enough for Dave to be in his shorts, he's pulled up his trouser leg and is rubbing the balloon on his thoroughly hairy legs. Dave is, it has to be said, a little bit of a Wookiee in that regard. Now, what's happening while you're doing this?
OK, so as I rub the balloon against my hair, every time a hair touches the balloon, they're different materials. Essentially, the balloon attracts electrons slightly more, so the electrons get transferred from the hairs to the balloon, and the balloon charges up to be negatively charged.
Now, that's fairly well established. We've done these experiments before. Lots of people know that when you rub a balloon on your hair, you get static on it. What's this going to do with the water?
OK, so if we move this now towards the stream of water...
Oh, wow! It instantly bends the stream of water towards the balloon. That's actually quite a dramatic effect. It's bending it quite a lot. You've been lucky so far not to touch the balloon, but it definitely bends it towards the balloon. What's happening? What's going on? What's the interaction between the statically charged balloon and that stream of water?
Well, the balloon is now negatively charged. It moves towards the stream of water because the stream of water is continuous and connects up the tap, and it conducts electricity reasonably well. That means it will push some electrons up into the tap, and the tap is Earth, so it can disappear miles and miles away. So essentially, the stream of water now has got fewer electrons, so it's positively charged. The positive charge attracts negative charge, so the stream of water is attracted to the balloon until it gets so close that some drops of water jump out off the stream of water, hit the balloon and discharge it, and it stops working.
So the stream of water is actually working a bit like an electrical wire. It's allowing that charge to move away.
Yeah, that's right. And so it becomes positive and it attracts. This effect is also used for spray painting. Sometimes you'll get the... You make the spray gun positively charged, you'll make the piece of metal you're trying to spray negatively charged. That means droplets are positively charged, they're attracted to the piece of metal, and pretty much all of them will hit the piece of metal, reducing wastage hugely and stopping you getting huge amounts of spray all over the place. You can even actually paint the back of the bit of metal while spraying it from the front.
So this is water. Would it matter if it was a different fluid, or even if it was, say, filtered water or old warm water that's been in a copper tank?
If you had a perfectly insulating thing, it probably wouldn't work quite as well because the electrons couldn't move as far. Most things, electrons move a little bit, and this is exactly the same reason why even an insulating thing like a wall, if you charge up the balloon and stick it to a wall, push the electrons away, leaves a positive charge near the balloon sticks to that, and so the balloon will stick to the wall.
Well, if you haven't had the chance to give this a try at home, then we will make sure we put some photos and possibly even a video online at thenakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, where there are always lots and lots of exciting experiments that you can try at home. And from us here in the kitchen, I think I might make some tea. Back to you, Chris.
I'm just thinking of the prospect of Dave electro-spraying a car by rubbing the things on his leg in order to charge them up, but I presume they've got slightly higher tech things than that.
I do hope so, yes, because otherwise Dave's leg hair would be much in demand.
It would too. Thank you, Ben. Ben and Dave in the kitchen.